人一人杰克林，波音人格，没有脑袋。Right now, it's time for you to get inspired. Right here on Active FM.
When it hurts, I pray. When it hurts, I cry.
When it hurts, I never give up.
When it hurts, I strive.
When it hurts, I regroup and conquer.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another epic, I said epic episode of the Be Inspired Show, which are one and only the Gentle Moon. Yep, that's me. I'm the Gentleman after all. Yes, and if you're a new listener to the show, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. Hopefully you're all good. Hopefully all you beautiful listeners out there are enjoying yourself. And if you're still curious on why I call myself the Gentleman, I'm hanging there. There will be a day eventually where I explain why I call myself the Gentleman. But for now, let's just jump into what we'll be talking about today. And today's topic is...When it hurts. So basically what that concept means is that obviously when you're fighting for your dreams, there'll be a timing point when it hurts, because not everything will go your way. When you continue fighting for your dream, or actually whatever you do in life, there'll come a point when it starts hurting. So the question is, what do you do when it hurts? Do you give up?Do you run away? Do you conquer? Do you face defeat? Or do you... The question still remains is, when it hurts, what do you do? Because there will be days and times in your life when things don't go your way and to hurt you emotionally or sometimes even physically. But the question is, what do you do when it hurts? So it's in that time and point and second on hour...When something hurts, they should do a reaction. The only thing is, what kind of reaction do you do when it hurts? Because remember, when it hurts, you can run away. When it hurts, you can face it. When it hurts, you can conquer it. When it hurts, you can overcome it. But at the end of the day, as an individual, as a human being, what do you do when it hurts?So yes, that is our topic today, when it hurts. Like personally, for me, when it hurts, I conquer it. When it hurts, I keep pursuing it. When it hurts, I never give up. Because remember, two things can happen. Pain can either kill you, or it can push you. Because for an athlete, it's very painful, but they keep what? Running.For any person who became a billionaire by the time, there came a point where they don't give up when it hurt, but they never gave up. Because why? They had a dream, they had a goal. When it hurts is where your breaking point is. And the question is, what do you do when it hurts? So yes, that is our topic today. So when I go for a song, grab a glass of water, and when I come back with a topic of when it hurts. So our first song of the day is by Limo Blaze, Grace, featuring Jill Joe. I'll see you after this.
It's your boy CJ. You're listening to Active FM. You know what it is. Time to turn the world upside down.
To be a gangster.
Me too.
This is Decoding the Crimeverse. And if you haven't picked up what we're doing today,
guys, can I tell you the excitement I have right now?
It is exhilarating to do this topic because for me, this is the reason I started liking crime.
This is my favorite part of crime.
That sounded wrong. Okay, she meant it in a good way.
It's my favorite part to study.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that song by Limo Blaze. Yeah. So yes, we are going back to our topic, which is when it hurts. Now, I got some few bullet points that I'm going to share and explain and also speak about them, you know. So the first bullet point, it says here, when it hurts, what do we do? Quit or keep on pushing? So, ladies and gentlemen, that is your choice. At the end of the day, we're all different people. We all have different perspectives. We all have different situations in life. We all face different things, even though we live in the same world, in the same planet, but we all face different things. You know, it's like there's 10 people in a house, but they all face different problems. So yes, that is what makes us humans, because we face different things, we experience different things, we react differently to certain things. We cannot expect everyone to react the way I do to things, certain things, and everyone cannot expect me to react the way they do to certain things. So because we're all different in our own way, so obviously when something hurts, we all react differently, you know. But at the end of the day, you as a person have to decide, what do you do when this hurts? You can either quit or keep pushing. Or you can give up or never give up. At the end of the day, it's your choice. But you need to understand one thing. The time when you do something and doesn't go your way and it causes you pain, that is where you are truly tested, because that decision you make at that very point will determine whether you're going to fail or pass. You get what I'm saying? That decision at that time and point will determine whether you're going to fail or pass. So when it hurts, what do you do is the question. You as a person have to decide, what do I do when it hurts? You know, for example, you're dating a girl for a couple of years and then she broke your heart. What do you do when it hurts? What do you do? Why? Do you move on? Do you cry? Do you feel bitter? Or do you kill yourself? All those things are optional. But the question is, what do you do when it hurts? You know, some people will pray when it hurts. Some people will go above their hurt. Some people will conquer their hurt. Every individual has a different perspective on what to do when something hurts. When I say something hurts, I mean this pain can be self-inflicted or it can be inflicted by someone else. But at the end of the day, hurt is hurt. Pain is pain. There's no other way of defining pain, because pain is the same thing as pain. Whether it is physical or emotional, pain is pain. But it's not the fact that the pain is there. It's what you do when the pain comes that makes the difference. Which is why you find people who are up there, some people are down there, because they all experience the pains in different levels. But those who overcome it achieve, and those who let it overcome them, well, you tell me. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, when it hurts, what do you do? It's a question. What do you do? I don't know. You go home and decide and think about it. And what do you do? Think about it very well on what you do when the time comes, when it hurts. What's the question? So our second bullet point here, it says, pain can either break you or grow you. But at the end of the day, it is all up to you. Yes, with that bullet point, I need you to understand something. Pain is not something we can escape in life. It'll always be there. There'll be days where you're happy, there'll be days where you're depressed, there'll be days where you're in pain, even though sometimes you go through a day and you're happy and all of a sudden something happens, then you're in pain. So it's not something that you can actually run away from. It's not something that you can actually wish off your life, or it's not something you can say, it will never happen to me. Everyone experiences pain at different levels, at different ways. No matter how rich you are, no matter how unrich you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how unsmart you are, no matter the case may be, everyone, every individual, as long as you're born into this earth, you will experience pain. But at the end of the day, pain can either break you or grow you. You as an individual will have to decide on the concept. No one can decide for you. No one can decide that concept for you. Because, see, in my perspective, can I give an example? In my perspective, for example, you're in a relationship. First of all, I don't believe in perfection when it comes to relationship. I don't believe in things that there is such thing called a perfect relationship, because a perfect relationship means that they don't fight, they don't argue, there's no pain in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, like, yeah. So, as I was saying, In a relationship, for it to keep growing, there must be pain. Why? Because now that is how you get to know someone. For example, let's say you had a fight with your girlfriend, and you were dating for a couple of months, and then you had your first fight. Now, the fact that you had your first fight, you're able to tell how she is when she's angry. And since you're able to tell how she is when she's angry, you're able to tell what you do to calm her down when she's angry. Because why? You've seen her angry. You've seen her stress. You've seen her cry. You've seen how she reacts when pain comes. Because she's a wife or girlfriend, whatever the case may be. But that is the reason why there's pain in relationships. For you to get to know that person better. Because now, since you know how she reacts when pain comes, you're able to have a reaction to that, which means that you will know what to do when she's in pain. Now, if some random guy comes and then she's in pain and then she reacts a different way, they'll think she's weird because they don't know what to do when she's in such a pain. But now, since you are a boyfriend or the husband, you know how she acts when she's in pain, and you have a reaction to that, you'll be able to calm her down. No one else will be able to do that. Because some other people who have never seen her in pain, who have never seen her cry, who have never even thought of, they've never seen her in such in a state, because they always seen her happy, they always seen her smiling, they always seen her happy. Then all of a sudden, now she's in pain, and then she's having a different reaction to what she normally acts. The guys are being shocked, and they won't know what to do. But you, as a husband who have already seen that, you will know what to do. You know, so yes, that's an example. So that is a benefit, in my opinion, the advantage of what pain does to your relationship. Because you can't tell me that you can spend a whole year or the whole years of your life married and you never fight and you never experience pain. The best way to know someone is during pain. So I'll say one thing. You know, I have this thing of saying that When a couple start dating for the first 2-3 days or first month, I call it puppy love. Well, that's me. No, don't get me wrong. That's just my opinion. Every guy and girl has an opinion out there, but that is just my opinion. But I call it puppy love. Why? Because they haven't fought yet. They haven't been through pain yet. They don't know how they each react to pain yet. For example, let's say the girlfriend lost a loved one, and then the husband, the boyfriend never shows up. That just proves that he never loved because he's not there the most when she's in pain. Where she needs him the most is not there, then where is the love in their concept? So for me, yes, listen to me. This is just my opinion. My opinion, okay? Every guy out there has a different opinion. Every guy is different. So I'm not going to speak for all the guys here. But in my opinion, I feel like in the relationship where there's pain, that's where you grow. But at the end of the day, you have to decide, because where there's pain, that's how relationship grows. Because only when you experience, only when you need them the most, you can tell the love is for real. Because now when you need them the least, they're always there. But now what happens if you need them the most? Then they don't pitch. They just prove that they never loved you in the first place. You know. So those are the benefits for me that pain brings in a relationship. It helps them grow, but not grow individually, but grow together. So yes, end of the day, pain can either break you or it can either grow you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a decision that you as individual will have to make and consider. Now, our last bullet point for this section, it says, when it hurts, I am not going to finish the sentence. You yourself will have to finish the sentence. I repeat. When it hurts, what do you do? Think about it. You have to think about it yourself. As a handsome young man, as a beautiful woman, girl, as an individual person you are, you have to think about it yourself. When it hurts, I finish the sentence. I will repeat it one more time. Finish the sentence. When it hurts. When it hurts. when it hurts, I. And that's the end of the session. See you after this beautiful song that I'm about to announce. Yeah, the song is by Falcon Rising and the song's called Table Turner. And I'll see you after this. Welcome back to the Be Inspired Show with your one and only Gentlemen. Yeah. So, we're still going on with the whole concept of When It Hurts. And before the song, which I hope you enjoy by fucking rising, hopefully you enjoy the song, I left you the question that says, when it hurts, I. You have to finish the sentence. So, now, before we jump in with our last three bullet points, I'm going to say a quote by John Green. And John Green says, it hurts because it matters. Wow. That's John Green's quote. He's telling you it hurts because it matters. Whether you believe him or not, that is your concept. But I need you to ask yourself this question. If it didn't hurt, it wouldn't matter. Yes, now let's move on to our first bullet point. Here's the thing, right? The bullet point I have here, it says here, are your dreams bigger than your pain? I repeat it one more time. Are your dreams bigger than your pain? So are you telling me that your pain is bigger than your dreams? If that's the case, then stop dreaming. You need to understand something. That is how life is. As long as you're born into this world, pain is inevitable. The same way death is inevitable, pain is also inevitable. There's no one in this world that does not experience pain. But now if you are so afraid of pain that you are willing to let it break you, then you will not achieve your dreams. Then I strongly suggest that you stop dreaming. If that's the case, because there's no dream that you will achieve without experiencing pain. There's no dream at all. No doctor, no scientist, no Bill Gates, no dream that you will achieve that experience pain. Because now if your pain is bigger than your dreams, I strongly suggest you stop dreaming. Because you will experience pain. It's what you do when you experience pain that makes a difference. You need to understand something. Pain is there for a reason. Yes, it is painful. That's why it's called pain. You know, when someone pinches you, it's painful. Yes. But the fact that it keeps you down, the fact that it keeps you depressed, that for me is a choice. For me, no, personally, it's a choice. Because if there was a way to avoid pain in life, I'm pretty sure everyone would avoid it. But there is no way to avoid pain. When it comes, it comes. Like I said before the song, I said, it can either break you or grow you. But that's the choice you as an individual will have to make one day. What pain does to you, it's your choice. It is your pain. You cannot expect everyone to experience the pain you are feeling. Because everyone experiences different pain and how they handle it. That's what makes a difference. You know, I always say this to my friends. I always tell them this, like, you know, as a gentleman, I always tell them, what you do doesn't make a difference. Why? Because everyone can do it. Anyone can be a soccer player. Anyone can be a fireman. Anyone can be a doctor if they want to be a doctor. Why doesn't make a difference? Because we all can do it. You know? That is why what we do doesn't make a difference. Because we can all do it. What makes a difference is how you do it. Okay? That is where the differentiality comes from. It's how you do it. Like, if to give an example with women. Women give birth the same way. I mean, I don't know any other way women give birth, but all women give birth the same way. Which is why it doesn't matter what we do, because all women give birth. Someone, give me an example here. I apologize if anyone feels offended by this. But all women give birth the same way. How they raise their children is what makes a difference. So for me, I don't care about what you do. I care about how you do it. For example, let's say, everyone is working in the same company. Everyone is working in the same company, doing the same thing. It's one job. They're all doing the same thing. But now, and then you find someone who's promoted. Why is that person promoted when you're all doing the same thing? It's simple. It's how they do it that makes a difference. How you do things makes a difference. You need to understand that. It's not what you do that makes a difference, it's how you do it. You as an individual is how you do it. There can be so many presenters, there can be so many soccer players, there can be so many singers, but what makes you stand out about the things you're doing is how you do it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what makes a difference. So it's how you handle the pain that when it comes to you, that it, when you how you handle the pain will determine whether you achieve things or not. You as an individual, how you handle your pain will determine if you achieve your dreams or not. But don't mistake yourself. Because if your pain is bigger than your dreams, then I strongly suggest you stop dreaming. Yep, that's my... No, I'm serious. Think about it. Now, our second bullet point, Jay, says, how to overcome pain that life brings at you. Well, you have to think about that. How do you overcome pain that life brings at you? Because just because there was pain today and then you overcome it doesn't mean that the pain that comes in a couple of weeks will be the same. It could be 10 times bigger. It could be worse than it was yesterday. Pain is always there. Being hurt is always going to happen. The same way you feel loved at some point, then that days where you don't feel loved is always going to happen. So how do you overcome pain that life throws at you? Well, in my perspective, in my opinion, the only way to overcome it is to go straight through it. You have to hit it like a bulldozer. You know, don't think that if you run away from this pain and then you'll be fine, or you, if you take shortcuts, you'll be fine. There's no pain that you can run away from. The only way to solve pain problems is the fact that you have to, what? Deal with it. It's like, for example, you're saying that if you cut yourself and then you think that if you do nothing about it, the blood will stop. It will not stop. Why? You have to do something about it. Why? You have to deal with it. Otherwise, the blood that you cut yourself with is not going to stop unless you do something about it. Which is you take it head on, you stop the blood, you put a plaster or something, or go to a doctor or something. You have to do something about it. That's how you overcome pain that life throws at you. You do something about it. You are taking it head on. Don't take shortcuts. Don't think you stop by yourself, especially when it's a big cut. It's not going to stop yourself. You're going to die because you're going to die because of loss of blood. Because here you're thinking that it's going to stop by itself. Why would it stop by itself? You have to do something about it. When you want to overcome pain that life throws at you, you have to attack it head on. Like a bulldozer. Whatever the case may be, like a bull. You know those bulls that they use for the Mexicans with the red flags, the red color? Yeah. They attack head on. They don't take shortcuts left. They attack head on. That's what they do. You gotta be like those bulls and attack the pain head on. Because if we try and take shortcuts, I don't know how far you get. I promise you, I don't know how far you get. You can try, it's up to you. Every person out there is different. That's the beautiful of life, but I don't know how far you get. That is my perspective. So yes, that is how you overcome pain that life throws you. Because the thing is, life will always throw pain at you. How you handle it is a question that you will have to answer. Yeah. See? Yeah. So now, when you jump into our third bullet point, it says over here, how to overcome self-inflicted pain or pain that's inflicted by other people. See, those are two interesting, that's actually one interesting bullet point with two concepts in it. So now, self-inflicting pain, obviously, it is self-inflicted. I'm not sure if it's done purposefully or is it a mistake, whatever the case may be. But when that happens, I mean, if you can self-inflict pain because of depression, then you're trying to kill yourself, whatever the case may be, you have to stop and think twice. You need to understand that your life is more precious than what you think it is. You only have one life. It's not like, this is not a game where you die and come back. or taking another game, you know. You win, they beat you, then it's KO, and then you die and come back. Round two, there's no round two in this life. Literally, there's no round two. I wish there was round two. It's not round two. You die once, you're gone. It's that simple. So you need to realize that your life is too precious. Because when it happens, when you go once, you can't come back. So With those pains that are self-inflicted, you have to do something about it. You have to think to yourself why. You will have to understand and do something about it, because you are the one that's causing this pain. Because, for example, people who are kind of depressed and then they feel like they're alone in this world, all the stuff, and then they feel like they're not loved or don't want to take their life. Yeah, I'm not saying I understand that concept, but I need to understand that your life is more precious than the word life. The word life doesn't exist if you're not alive. That's how precious you are. Yeah, so basically you need to understand, but those self-inflicted pain that you have to deal with, you will have to deal with, even if you have to go ask someone to help you or consult you, you have to deal with those pain. But and then the one about pain that is inflicted by other people, that kind of pain happens more often. But you need to understand that that pain can be controlled. Why? Because people have their opinions. If you let someone's opinion hurt you, and then, I don't know, you have to deal with that. You need to understand that we live in a world where everyone has their own opinion. But the thing is this, I don't know how many times I said it before, a person's opinion will remain the opinion unless you, the opinion listener, takes it. So if someone comes with an opinion and tell you an opinion and tell you you're ugly or useless, whatever the case may be, it's still an opinion. It's not going to change. It's not like they come to a gun and tell you, ah, you must accept what I'm telling you. You're ugly or useless. No, they can't do that. They do that, punch them. But listen, they can't do that. That's going to happen. But at the end of the day, is that people will have their own opinions, whether it's good or bad, it will still be their opinion. But now if you take that opinion, it will hurt you. If you believe in that opinion, especially when it's a good, when it's a bad opinion, it will hurt you. It will cause harm. It will cause infliction in you emotionally. But you need to understand that pain that's influenced by other people is a choice. Because especially when someone, you just meet someone in the street and they tell you you're ugly and then you believe them, that is an opinion. You need to understand that everyone in this world has an opinion. Every single human being in this world has an opinion. But it doesn't mean that you have to go listen to everyone's opinion. It's not your job to make people happy. It's not your job. Why? You're not born in this world to make people happy. Why can't you make yourself happy? It's your life, not their life. You know? You need to understand one thing. You are more important in this world. Why? Do you know why it's open in this world? Why? Because there can be a billions of people out there. There can be a billions of boys and girls out there. But there's only one you. Do you know that your fingerprints are very unique, that no one else has them? Literally, no one has your fingerprints. Those fingerprints are all yours. So you need to understand that. So those pain that's influenced by other people, understand that it's an opinion. And you don't have to take the opinion. So yes, our time is up. I'm just gonna say the last quote, and then I'll say the last song, then we're gonna go, and I'll see you next time. So yeah, because the thing is that this quote here is by actually a girl from anime. I like anime. Anime called Naruto, and this is a quote from Nagato. Call him Pain as well. He's called Pain Naruto. Yeah. So he says, sometimes you must know. Hurt in order to know, fall in order to grow, lose in order to gain, because life's greatest lessons are learned through pain. Yeah, now that is from Nagato, Naruto, I got it from, yeah, oh yes. So our last song today is by New Boys, God's Not Dead. So yes, thank you for having me, and I will see you next time. And as a gentleman, as I always say, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Ciao, ciao.
Join the Active FM shows. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
liar.